Yet it's rarely a depiction of the way the world is, but a vision of the way we would like it to be. Sometimes it delivers a sense of harmony between nature and humanity. Sometimes it's a picture of a nation's home. Sometimes it's a dream of heaven writ in fabric, or glimpsed through a lens. But most of all, it's a way to understand our civilization and to behold that most terrifying and thrilling of all truths, our place in the cosmos. The nation is broken, but mountains and rivers remain. Those words could have come from Mu Xin in the 1970s, but actually they were written 1,000 years earlier. In the early 10th century, China was torn apart by endless civil war. As feuding states vied for power, they burnt cities and towns and slaughtered their people. Yet it was out of this anarchy and chaos that the Chinese tradition of landscape painting first blossomed as the great subject of art.